Still no sign of the de-escalation Russia claims. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have yet to see that. In fact, we see more forces moving into that region, that border region.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Poland as Vice President Harris attends a security conference in Germany where she'll talk to Ukrainian leaders ahead of a feared invasion.
In the east of Ukraine, shelling has picked up dramatically over the past 48 hours. Ukrainians are fighting Russian-backed separatists. A kindergarten on the Ukrainian side of the line was shelled. No students were hurt, three adults injured.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. Kim Potter will be sentenced today, the ex-Minnesota cop, facing up to 7 years in prison for manslaughter in Dante Wright's death. She shot him during a traffic stop struggle last year, mistakenly thinking the gun in her hand was her taser. A bunch of police officers are in trouble in Texas. Fox's Evan Brown is following this live.
Yeah, Dave, 19 police officers in Austin are now indicted by a grand jury in that city related to their actions during the 2020 riots in Austin, where they used non-lethal ammunition, though the specific charges are not being publicized. The city has already agreed to pay $10 million to people injured when police used force. The police union in Austin says no officer will ever be convicted, calling the indictments political. No charges have been filed against rioters who attacked police that day, Dave.
Evan, former President Trump's calling a New York judge's ruling a continuation of the witch hunt. It orders him, Donald Jr., and Ivanka Trump to testify in the state attorney general's probe into the Trump Organization.
It's funny, the more trouble Trump gets into, the wilder the charges and conspiracy theories about me seem to get.
That's Hillary Clinton at the New York Democratic Convention. Ex-Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman's trying to get his indictment thrown out of court. He's accused by a special counsel of lying to the FBI related to attempts to infiltrate computer servers looking for Trump-Russia links. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hours after President Biden warned a Russian invasion of Ukraine, maybe days away, he flew to Ohio to tout the new infrastructure law.
Money is coming to clean up pollution across the Great Lakes in a $1 billion announcement from President Biden in his trip to Lorain, Ohio.
An example of what I've said from day one. We're rebuilding America. We're going to invest in America and build a better America than we found.
The Great Lakes restoration targeting rivers and harbors in six states on top of billions more from the president's infrastructure law on road and bridge upgrades, with his focus on union jobs as the president tries to shore up that support as Republicans hold a lead for now heading into the midterm elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Months after Andrew Cuomo resigned as New York governor in a sexual misconduct scandal, one of the Democrats' accusers files suit.
The unnamed woman who had been on Cuomo's security detail claims Cuomo sexually harassed her. She's seeking a federal court to declare that Cuomo, a top aide, and the state police violated her civil rights. The state trooper is one of 11 women who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment, detailed in a state attorney general's report that led to his resignation last summer. She says Cuomo subjected her to sexual remarks and on occasion ran his hand or fingers across her stomach and back. A Cuomo spokesman blasted the lawsuit, calling it a cheap cash extortion. Prosecutors declined to pursue criminal charges. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
There won't be a government shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 27.
That's the Senate joining the House, approving another round of short-term funding before a deadline tonight. On Wall Street, a rebound may be in store the day after the Dow's biggest sell-off of the year, plunging 622 points. Dow futures are up over 100 as markets rise across Europe. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.